You're listening to SBS News.
Sweating feverish and struggling to breathe, Sydney Toro was rushed to hospital in April. Because he suffers from kidney failure, Mr. Toro is at greater risk of severe COVID infection if he's exposed to the coronavirus. Doctors suspected he had the virus when he was first admitted to hospital, but after days of testing, Mr. Toro says his pneumonia turned out to be unrelated.
Yeah, so it was very daunting seeing other people around me that actually had the right virus. Yeah, scary. Somewhere where you really don't want to be, you know, especially in my state.
Because his kidneys can't clean his blood, Sydney Toro spends 5 hours on a dialysis machine 3 times a week. He was going to the hospital for the procedure, but after recovering from pneumonia, his doctor recommended he and his wife complete a home dialysis course to avoid the risks of constant visits to the hospital. His wife, Marty, says they used their newly installed machine for the first time last week.
We were so nervous, but I just kept saying to him, we've got this, we can do this, we've got it. And we had no trouble at all. We got through it and it was good.
The freedom of doing dialysis at home has changed their lives for the better. But what Mr. Toro really needs is a new kidney. He's one of 1,700 Australians on the waiting list for an organ transplant. It's a wait the pandemic could make even longer. Australia's Organ and Tissue Authority says there's been a 20% decline in donations and transplant procedures compared to this time last year. While kidney transplants were suspended for 6 weeks from the end of March to May, President of the Transplantation Society of Australia and New Zealand, Professor Toby Coates, says there were also fewer donors because hospitals were particularly quiet.
With the lockdown and the shutdowns that happened around the country, there was a lot less people going out and getting involved in things that might have caused them to become organ donors, so traumatic situations. Work sites were shut down, so there was less work-related accidents. And the other thing, I think, with less people on the road was there was less road trauma.
Organ and Tissue Authority CEO Lucinda Barry says border restrictions and a reduced number of flights also pose new challenges in getting the organs to the right people.
The organ will go to the highest match. That match may not be in your hospital or even in your state. On one occasion, that included using a private jet to go and retrieve and bring the organs back to make sure that someone didn't miss out on a transplant.
Transplant authorities are encouraging more people to sign up to become donors, so people who need organ donations have a better chance during this time. Neha Gupta received a kidney last year after a 5-year battle with cancer. While waiting for a transplant, Ms. Gupta says she was too weak to raise her daughter the way she wished she could. 13-year-old Sia is now grateful to the donor who gave her mother a second chance at life.
I would want to meet them in real life. I would want to like pour my heart out to them and how grateful I am, because obviously it's made like a person I live with happier.
The Organ and Tissue Authority reports that some communities are less likely to talk about organ donation or make a decision about it. In some cases, it's because people are unaware of their religion or culture's position on organ donation, or how Australia's organ donation system works.
What I can tell communities out there is that all the major religions in Australia support organ and tissue donation. We have a statement book where all those leaders of those religions have signed up and said, yes, we support organ and tissue donation, because it's actually giving the gift of life to somebody else.
To learn more about organ donation or register to be a donor, go to donatelife.gov.au. Nadine Silva, SBS News.